I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Cancer research continues to play a pivotal role in improving outcomes for cancer patients. Dr. Raymond DuBois is here to provide an update about important areas of cancer research currently underway in South Carolina and worldwide. Dr. DuBois is the director of Hollings Cancer Center, and he's associate provost for all cancer programs at MUSC. Dr. DuBois, what are some of the important areas of cancer research underway currently worldwide?
I think the most exciting areas right now underway are those involved in immunotherapy, as well as precision medicine, targeted treatments, liquid biopsies, and artificial intelligence in cancer, as well as early detection, screening, and prevention.
How much outside funding does Hollings receive each year for cancer research?
Right now, Hollings is bringing in about $50 million a year from federal agencies and foundations. Of course, we have the Lovello Ride, which creates more support for certain cancers, and we've been using those funds to support immunotherapy research.
What's going on at Hollings Cancer Center in some of these areas of cancer research?
Well, we're working on many of these, but the ones I'm really excited about now include the immunotherapy, where we take the patient's own immune cells into the laboratory, we re-engineer them to better fight the cancer, and then give them back to the individual in an infusion. And we've had lots of luck with this, especially in patients with lymphoma. In terms of precision medicine, we're developing better marker tests to look at what changes occur in the tumor and then deciding on what treatment matches with those changes so that you get a more effective result.
You mentioned targeted cancer therapy. What's going on related to research in this area?
We have a couple of investigators who have made some real headway. One has determined a new target for treating breast cancer, especially in those that are resistant to other treatments. And then another one of our investigators has found a new target for osteosarcoma in children using a monoclonal antibody approach that looks very promising as well.
Pancreatic cancer is certainly a very difficult cancer to detect early and also treat. What's going on related to research in this area?
Yes, and there's headway being made in the area of creating vaccines to treat pancreatic cancer. One of our newest investigators is working on that and has developed a vaccine, still being studied to see how effective it is, but there are reports out there that these vaccines end up resulting in a much better outcome than just using chemotherapy alone.
And what about research related to early detection?
We have a statewide lung cancer screening project, and that's a bad cancer in the state of South Carolina. We are reaching out to all the underserved areas to do those screenings. We are also, in some of those patients, looking at what we call a liquid biopsy, at the molecular changes in the blood of those patients to see if we can come up with a much more sensitive and effective screening test.
And cancer prevention research underway?
Very interesting. In some cases, the cancer is caused by a virus infection, and there are several vaccines that are created to protect against those infections. So we have a statewide one for HPV vaccine. We're getting a lot more uptake with that vaccine, and soon I think we'll see a decrease in the incidence of those cancers.
Dr. DuBois, thanks for this cancer research update.
Thanks, Bobby.
From the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.